it seems that if you educate yourself and if you stay informed, there's a level of predictability in this market that you might not find so easily in other investment markets.
The predictability of property markets are far easier than the predictability of where the stock market is going or where interest rates are going. You're absolutely right, because it tends to take slow. You know, a new business, I just heard of a new Toyota factory that's going to employ 2,000 people immediately as soon as it's built, and then 4,000 people over the long term. All right, but that's announced, but it's not going to be up and running for like 2009. All right, so the markets doesn't respond instantaneously to that. So you've got plenty of time to invest going into that, because the people won't start getting hired until 2009 or so, and then they also really start demanding houses, and then they'll really start boosting up the prices that are located, of subdivisions that are located near where that plant is being built. But you won't have like the stock market when a drug company announces today that they've just had this blockbuster cancer-curing drug, you know, their stock price will jump 40% the next day. That doesn't happen in property. And that gives the investors time to anticipate where the growth is going to be in the future. And at the same time, when bad news is coming about, it gives the investor time to anticipate it. Now, most of the time, I write it out. You know, that you'd think, hey, we're going to have some ups and downs over life. That's life. But Texas was an unusual situation because it suffered more than, as I said, any market in the United States has suffered since the Depression, because it was such a frenzy. And I wouldn't be surprised if we didn't see some other frenzied markets suffer some. I'm not predicting, but I am raising the question of, like, Phoenix, where we sit today, Las Vegas, where I was last week, and some of these where the speculative frenzy really took hold during these past bull market years. As I say, I like to look at houses and talk with real estate agents. For example, not only have I been looking at properties in Sedona, Las Vegas, and Phoenix, and this is my trip this time out, each of those places I talk to agents, and I often talk to agents and say, well, you know, what do you see happening in the marketplace now? How do you think this property is priced? How does the price of this property compare to where it would have been priced a year ago? How long has this property been on the market? What's happening to time on market now? How eager are the sellers to sell right now? And many times the agents will even say before you even open your mouth, well, we think this property is priced, and this is what an agent said to yesterday. She hands me the thing. She says, well, this may not be priced right for today's market.
That was
but
a giveaway.
The seller is open to offer. Now, that is a signal that, wait a minute, I need to look at this market. So you can pick up these kinds of signals in the most casual way if your ears are open to it.
Once again, the principle of being informed in a research and an entrepreneurial mode there.
Yeah.
Up to now, Gary, we've been talking about residential properties, but that's not the only way we can invest in real estate.